Risk management. Market participants have an amazing capacity to ignore risk management. Caught in the excitement of the game, no one wants to miss the next big thing. Each day we discover that everyone else makes money in the markets. Stock boards crow about huge gains, but rarely admit big losses. Newsletters advise how to make a fortune, but never how to avoid losing one. And our neighbors all bought hot stocks at the right time and are well on their way to retirement. Swing traders fail when they don't manage positions. Long-term market survivors learn to control losses effectively before attempting to increase gains. Unfortunately, most neophytes don't have the required discipline to exercise this sound risk management. They chase positions with no safe exit, as the lure of the big gain disables unbiased evaluation. Greed attracts players to the strategies that have the highest failure rates. Danger increases significantly when trading in these high volatility environments. Wide swings ensure that price moves a great distance in a very short time frame. These hot stocks offer few safe entry levels and many insider shakeouts. Borderline participants always see the upside but ignore the downside when they enter positions into crowd excitement. Whatever happens next is out of their control because they exercise no planning, reward targeting, or risk management. Hot stocks build a sense of invulnerability as they move in the crowd's direction. Profit feeds the ego and strokes it as markets race higher. Large gains build and silence rational thought. Traders caught in this mindset quickly become investors and lose that predatory edge that finds consistent winners. If the stock turns, the ego says it will always come back. Entire gains vanish as these new investors insist on value instead of technical patterns. Or it can even ride higher and reinforce bad habits for the new conquering king. Positions can move quickly against careless participants and generate strong fear. The charting landscape may offer few escape routes, and the trader freezes like a deer in the headlights as price takes off in the wrong direction. Survival instincts often kick in at this point, and flawed logic decides not to take the loss, but ride it back to the entry level or a fresh profit. Anything can happen after that decision, because all control has been abdicated to fate and ego. A trading account empties, or a miracle saves the day. In either case, the speculator takes the next step toward washout and a safer hobby. Neophytes should choose less volatile markets for their strategies. Look for stocks that move in slower motion and offer more opportunity to take appropriate safety measures. But even this calmer path will set participants on the road to failure if they build inadequate responses to dangerous conditions. Smaller gains in this environment also encourage more frequent trading. Transaction costs build quickly and bleed gains, while non-performing positions waste capital and restrict other opportunities. The most important rule of risk management requires little interpretation. Never enter a trade without knowing the exit. Each execution target, or ET, choice generates a risk profile based on the distance between the entry and major support resistance, or SR, violation level. This level, failure target, determines the point where price action proves that the trade was wrong and should be abandoned. This distance must be acceptable before each trade entry. This exit must not produce a loss in excess of the swing trader's predetermined risk tolerance. Target a permissible average loss as part of trading style and rule preparation. Smaller accounts must manage smaller losses than large accounts. Risk tolerance also aligns closely with reward measurement. The distance from the entry to the nearest SR barrier in the direction of the trade, profit target, measures reward potential. Seek positions with reward targets that measure at least 3 times the calculated risk. Then, estimate the actual dollar loss should the position fail and violate the risk level with the expected number of shares. Many good positions should be avoided or exited quickly. Markets work well when setups yield profits, but trouble starts when they don't. Each promising trade has high odds for failure that must be considered before entry. Many participants fall into a gambling mentality when things go wrong. They rely on luck to get them past the risk and into a profit. Never follow this dangerous path. Do not execute a position unless the effect of being wrong matches the individual risk tolerance.